The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. And Merry Christmas. It sounds strange for some people to keep saying Merry Christmas, but remember, Christmas lasts for 12 days, just like the song, 12 days of Christmas. It doesn't end until Epiphany, so we celebrate it every day. And so we can still keep the Christmas spirit alive, give presents, and keep saying Merry Christmas for the whole 12 days. Today we also celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in Nazareth. And it was Pope Leo XIII in the 19th century who established this day as the feast day of the Holy Family, because he knew that it was in the family, right there in the home, that the church grows, that love is developed, that we learn to work, that we learn all of our virtues. We don't all come from a perfect home. Actually, if I asked anybody to raise their hand if they came from a perfect home, nobody would raise their hand, so I'm not going to ask that question. But we all do come from a family. When a couple comes together to get married, we don't just bless the couple, we bless the family. Great reminder today. The church itself is a family, and so the model of the family at home and what we have here together, the Spirit of God is in it. And it's the place and the people and the spirit among them that makes it a true family. One thing that Pope Leo XIII and the church asked us to do is to look at our family home, and especially the physical place. Look at the walls. What do we have on the walls? What kind of decorations do we have? What type of art do we have? Well, probably everybody has at least photos of someone in the family or someone they love. And also other images. And the church really emphasizes today to look at the family home and say, do I have an image of the Holy Family of Nazareth? Do I have an image of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph together somewhere in the house in a prominent place? If we don't, today would be a great day to order that image and to place it somewhere to remind us of who we are. Another great place to put holy images is on our phone. We have it with us all the time. And so for at least during the 12 days of Christmas, we can replace the photo of the cat or the dog with a photo of the Holy Family and have it right there on the phone with us. Well, if you were listening to today's reading, it was all about dwelling in the house of the Lord and what a blessing it is. Samuel was dedicated to the Lord from his birth. His mother dedicated him to the temple. And he grew up in the Lord, in the Word, and he did great things. And of course, we're brought to that great gospel reading where Jesus is left behind. He stays behind. He wasn't left behind. He decided to stay behind in the temple and to discuss the things of God in his Father's house. Well, the family goes out and they're looking for him and they panic. They can't find him. And then finally they return to the temple. And then he says, "Did you not know I had to be in my Father's house?" Now, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of Christmas movies on this time of year, a lot of funny ones. It seems to be that Christmas is the time for funny family movies. And I don't know if this gospel reminds you of any plot, but if you think about it, it can, of a series of movies. Anybody? Home Alone? Home Alone, that's right. Well, Home Alone, one of the most recent Home Alones is called Home Sweet Home Alone. And it's no longer Macaulay Culkin because he's too old. He probably has wrinkles now. But they have a new actor. He's a British boy with darker hair. And he also is left behind while the family goes to visit Tokyo for Christmas. Well, as the flight turned out, they were on two different flights. And they didn't realize till they get to Tokyo to the hotel that the son has been left behind at home. He was so tired of all of the cousins and the frantic business the day before that he went out and slept in the car in the garage and hid. And he wakes up and everybody's gone. And at first he's kind of shocked. Then he goes into the home and they live in this, you know, beautiful big mansion kind of home. And he looks around and he's like, "Yes, I have the whole place to myself." And so he does all the typical things that, you know, a young person would do. He fills himself with sweets and plays with toys and makes a mess. But then he begins to look around and he's getting kind of lonely. Well, it just so happens that another family who's about to lose their home in a poor neighborhood, they think that he has stolen something from them that they need back to sell to save the house. So they're trying to break in. And he sets up all these ingenious traps to repel them, just like in all the other Home Alone stories. Well, at the very end, the family comes home from Tokyo to find their boy, and everybody realizes one thing. It's not about the busyness and the travel and the vacation. It's about being in a secure home with the people you love that makes life really livable. So today we remember that in this Feast of the Holy Family, and that the home should not be a courtroom for prosecuting each other. It should be more like a confessional. When you come to the confessional, you admit that you're wrong. You ask that for forgiveness, and you give it to each other. And then you walk out refreshed and new. So we want to bring that spirit of forgiveness to the home and of the joy we receive in the Spirit of the Lord with each other. And so please remember this week to try to find an image of the Holy Family to bless your homes with. And may God continue to bless you, and Merry Christmas.